That's why the food thing is just one of those things I get from theater and just keeps the character interesting. And people think he eats all the time, but he actually doesn't. There's certain parts where he eats and certain things that he eats. And again, this is just me creating layers upon layers with these kind of characters.
People couldn't really know what your role was about. We couldn't really guess if he was a soft guy, if he was a tough guy.
You don't know what you're going to get from Marvin. He might pull out a pistol, eat some chips. He might cry. He might make you laugh. He's a villain. That's why people gotta catch this last episode.
Oh
Ooh.
my God.
Like I said, Marvin does not take kind to disrespect. He's
Yeah.
going. I know everybody love the therapy. But I ain't gonna give nothing
Oh
away.
man.
Just wait. Marvin is not playing no games with nobody.
Anyway, so yeah, so welcome to Better Yourself Podcast. You know, this is London Brown. I think you guys already, you know, it's not like somebody I have to introduce again. So I think you guys already know the guy. If you watch Ballers, if you watch Raising Kanan, also if you're on Instagram, you actually see the, you know, the YT talk. This is the man, all right? So London, what's up?
Hey man, everything is everything, man. I ain't got no complaints, brother.
Oh man, I'm so happy to see you today, man. I know like this is a life, man. Like this is what you want. Well, that's why when you work hard, this is the kind of life that you gotta live. You're always in the move, always been working, man. I just want to say congratulations for, I know you've been doing that for you is nothing because you always expect to go for more. I just want to say congratulations for your role at Raising Kanan because trust me, what you're doing is inspire a lot of people. And then you are love even over the UK here. I have people talking about you. People just love like you are as an actor and you as a person. When I talk about you, people always like people really like respect your hustle and your role. It's just like it's great. And then me knowing you as well, even better when I watch the movie, I'm like, yeah. So how do you feel about the whole vibe around, you know, since you start recording Raising Kanan? Do you think it's different than things that you've been doing before or
You know, but the thing about this show, it makes it really interesting because they let me stretch on here.
yeah, that's yeah.
Some shows, it's not like that, but this show, they let me stretch. They let me, you know, not being in a box. And I appreciate that, man, because sometimes you go on these shows, man, and if you're not the star, they don't really let you move around
Yeah.
like as much. But with this show, they're really cool. They trust my choices. And that's like solid, man.
Yeah, I mean, like I remember when we had a conversation for the first time, you know, I was talking offline. And I ever told you that I'm like, this is different because the reason why I was happy about it because we can see you more is like, I know you know the main guy, but like you're part of the team, like you know what I mean? Like it's just like everything is around you guys and then you as well, and it's actually it's amazing, man. Like I'm very very happy for you. But how do you? I know like you have a lot of goal. You were telling me about being focused all the time, so for you is like. For me, the fact I know you is not really a surprise because you've always been that guy. Just for people who doesn't know me in London, we actually met in the UK in Birmingham. That was I don't remember what year was it. Oh my God, do you remember?
It could have been 2012,
You remember
2013.
I was your first follower.
What's wild about that is that people just don't know.
Yeah.
People don't know, like, people just think the stuff is like overnight.
Yeah, it's not.
And I'm like, listen, man, it started with even that. I was just a feature for Chris Tucker with that whole thing.
Yeah.
So for things to kind of swing back around and still kind of be moving like this, it's just, you know, God is good, man. He showed me a lot of grace, man, because people just think the stuff is overnight, but they don't know,
I
man.
think that's what people think actually, because I know you start with like I remember you start with your stand-up comedy first. I think that's your background, right? If I can remember, that's your background, stand-up comedy.
Ultimately, yeah, I do. I came from theater and then to stand up.
Yeah.
So one of those things, man. But yeah, stand up is like my base, man.
So what do you think about the whole recording, like doing movie? Do you think it is like do you prefer that than doing the stand-up, or do you think like it's a lot of work?
Wait, I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit. You said, what I
So I
think
say,
about
what do you think about like making movie like you're doing now? Or actually just doing like a stand-up comedy. What do you
you know
prefer if you have a choice?
what? It's always gonna be stand up first. Stand up is first. But the reason I gotta do TV and film and stuff like that, I gotta gain my following from my exposure. The exposures come from this TV. Mm. You know, I could be funny all day, but until, think about it, a lot of people didn't know who Mike Epps was until he did Friday. Same thing with Chris Tucker.
Yeah. Like,
TV and film allows you to be exposed in that sort of way. And that's what's dope about it. So I have a really clear plan, which is, the plan is to take my audience, just what I'm doing now, which is I want to be on a TV series so that I can become familiar with people on a weekly basis. Take that audience into the theater. Right, left thing. Take that audience from the theater. I mean, from the TV series to the movie theaters and then back to the clubs. Wow. That's the latest. So it's not an accident.
I think, you know what? Now it's gonna happen, because now you have two type of people: the people that knew before from like the stand up, and the new people that discover you just by, because you know, Raising Canaan is a big thing. It's not a small thing. Like, we've been watching Power for years. Like, you know, Power is one of those things that is like the new Friends, you know? Like,
yes.
Trust me, every Sunday for me is like, that's how every Sunday I gotta sit down at home. I just have to watch it. It's like that's what we do. We don't miss it. And then you're in people's mind every single weekend. And the fact is that you have a lot of season, and you better stay alive too. You know?
I can't be here. So as long as I keep some solid work, I should be okay.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm very, very, very happy for you. I know, like, next time we're going to have time, you know, to talk more about you as a person, because I feel like you're a big inspiration for a lot of people, except the fact you're an actor. But I think, like, what I like about you is your consistency when it comes to work. The thing that you say online, you are just real. And sometimes I wonder, like, do you really care about your image? Or, because we live in a time where it's very hard for people to be very, you know, loud and expressive. What do you think about it? Like, do you care about the image? Are you trying to be careful about things that you say sometimes?
I mean, I just try to base the things I'm saying off the truth. Mm. So if you take the opinions away out of it and how you feel about it, you may not like what I'm saying, but it's grounded to. And if I stand on that, then I can sleep at night, long as I'm dealing with the truth. Mm. I'm trying to get people worked up when I say something. Mm. I'm just trying to go on so they know. Because a lot of people don't know. Nobody broke the game down to them. So I'm just sharing what I know to help somebody. So if people really hear what I'm saying, they'll hear my heart. You know, hopefully. Everybody ain't going to. But for those who do, then we good. But if you don't, you can ask me. I'll break it down further for you if you like. But at the same time, I do say what I mean. I mean what I say.
Yeah. So you know what? The funny thing about the new role that you're playing in the movie, I don't know if you can see that, but there's a lot of your own personality on the person as well. I don't know if you can actually agree with that.
Yeah. You know what? Hold on. I know you hope you still see me. The thing about it is, I just try to bring me to it. As best I can do that, bro.
Well, you're just trying to be yourself. That's why we see a lot of you, actually. Because I don't want to cut you, but for people who doesn't know London Brown, like, now you see this nigga eating all the time, food all the time. You always been that guy. You know what I mean? Like, since I know you, always been about food. You always been cooking, always been, like, showing whatever you eat. That's you, actually. I don't know if it's something that you added or it was part of the scale of the movie.
That was something, wait, can you still hear me? That was a small detail that I decided to add to the character to keep him interesting. You know, because otherwise, this just comes from my theater training. And it's just one of those things where, I just trying to figure out ways to keep the character interesting, even if I didn't have any dialogue.
Hmm.
How can I keep the audience engaged? And this is what I used to do in theater, because I remember before I could act, I used to get cut out of all the scenes. I didn't have no chops. And so because of that, I had to start learning how to do things on the physical side, find the humor and the physicality so that I can still keep the audience attention with me, because I all my lines got cut. So that's why the food thing is just one of those things I get from theater and just keeps the character interesting. And people think he eats all the time, but he actually doesn't. There's certain parts where he eats and certain things that he eats. And again, this is just me creating layers upon layers with these kind of characters.
I think it works because I'm not going to be a spoiler alert to sign. At the start of the season, what happened is one of the first episodes, people couldn't really know what your role was about. We couldn't really guess if he was a soft guy, if he was a tough guy, if it was very hard, if it was just like one of those funny uncle, you know what I mean? Like, it was very tough to guess at the start because he's just the guy that eat and make jokes.
People didn't know what to do. But that's all. This is why I like Planet's part, because he's not in any kind of box. You don't know what you're gonna get from Marvin. He might pull out a pistol, eat some chips, he might cry, he might make you laugh. He's a villain. That's why people gotta catch this last episode.
Oh my god.
It's going up. Like I said, Marvin does not take kind to disrespect.
Yeah.
He's going up. I know everybody loves the therapy, but I ain't gonna give nothing away.
Oh man, that's another thing as well, the therapy, man. Yo.
But just wait. Marvin is not playing no games with nobody.
I'm you know, for somebody that know you, I'm very proud of you for that. Like, I know I keep saying that, but the reason why I keep saying that is because I'm happy that I can actually see you there. You have like a good exposure, and that's what I'm actually happy, because this is like, it's good. You're not just in the background. You are just there. We see you, and you know, it's just amazing. Like, the whole thing to see. And I was going to say one thing as well. I know you always talk about, next time we're going to record an episode, because I really want to talk about the whole fashion and the clothes, because I know like, you love the food and everything, but I know like looking good is one of your things as well. You love, like, you know, maintaining yourself and, yeah, you know, all the things.
I try to.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm listening with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's something like we're really going to talk about as well. I'm going to have time, because this is one of the main thing as well with you. I think, I remember last time we had a conversation, I think it was on live Instagram. Yeah. I did record it, and you told me something like, I don't know what is coming, but I know something is coming. You remember that?
Yeah.
That video that we did. So, I mean, before you have all these projects, because I know you did tell me about the new project as well, but you told me something like, I don't know why it's coming, but I have to prepare myself because I know something is coming. And you, what I respect about you, you always have that mindset of, I have to be ready before something happens.
Yeah, I think it's about moving in anticipation, you know, because for me, I just have already seen these things. So I'm not even surprised that they're happening. I planned for this. So, you know, it's just a matter of me staying on track to what and if that means going to the gym, if that means eating better, more water, and those kinds of things, or even just handling this small bit of success. Small bit of success. Like, you know, the attitude and that kind of thing, making sure I try to be very kind to people, because all of this is part of the process, bro. So I'm aware of these things. That's why I think people think that the exciting part for me would be, you know, TV or like the billboard stuff, but that just comes with the territory. That's like playing basketball and someone says, ooh, you got a locker. The locker is a part of the process. So the real fun is just being able to help people. That's where it gets, you know, that does more for me than the other stuff.
So do you feel some type of pressure like now, since like, because I know now you have like a new type of fans, you know, like people that know you just not as a London Brown, the one in the stand-up comedy, or from Ballers, people that know you as Marvin. So do you feel like you have a little bit of pressure since you started a new role?
The pressure is only to myself.
On yourself, of course, yeah. You feel like,
I just want to be, it's different versions of pressure. Like, the pressure is...
To step off, maybe? To go to the next level? This type of pressure you're talking about?
I mean, the pressure is really just my own discipline. That's what it comes down to. I'm not, you know, people, you know, if this was my first time getting any kind of attention, then I probably would be different. But, and this is with no vanity, but bro, I was, the attention, if you do anything talented, you know, for example, I remember when I was a kid, we would have the dance contests. So, that was some attention there. I could draw a little bit. So just the ability to do those kinds of things, you stand out anyway. So dealing with people is just people at the end of all of this. So it's just making sure that I maintain who I am and don't get caught up, because it's easy. I mean, I'm on set and people, you know, someone's there to hand me any and everything. So it's like I have like three or four assistants, whereas somebody, if I want something to eat, drink, if it's too hot, someone holds an umbrella kind of a thing. Now, if you get caught up in that kind of stuff, you'll be in regular life trying to tell people what to do. Or, you know, just people get crazy, man. But this is also understanding that I know I'm just glad to be a recipient of these things that I can do.
Yeah.
You know, I could have been given anything or none of this as far as my ability to act or make people laugh, whatever that is. But I'm just great. I'm just grateful that I'm the recipient of it. You know, yeah. God was very beneficent with allowing me to carry these things. So I don't take the stuff. I'm just, you know, it's like who flosses in a rental car? It's not yours. Our gifts are for us. So once you understand that, your approach and how you handle your gifts are different, you know, because you know they're not yours. It's supposed to be given away.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why people like you, and not just you as an actor, but you actually as a person, because they can actually connect to both. I think because you're pretty much open with people, and because, believe it or not, you are a superstar, of course. But the thing is, when people go to your page, they see you being real, like everybody just like doing all those live, doing the breakdown about the whole situation, talking to people, interact with people. I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't do that. For you, maybe you think it's normal, but like a lot of people, there's a lot of ego. They don't really connect with people that way. And the fact you go on the street, when you meet people, you tell them, oh, you know, you watch Borders or you watch, you know, Raising Canaan. All that connection is good because that's real people. And then when people are on your page, they feel like they're your friends, you know? And this is
A lot of people, they function from a place of insecurity, bro. Mm. So they can't be real with you because they can't be real with themselves. So now they're going through life they're going through life as a representative. So they it's hard for them to tap into anything you got going on because, again, they're not comfortable with themselves. They can't look themselves in the face. And you got to be able to do that at night with yourself. And so that's why if someone thought I was being mean about something, they don't understand me. I don't function from that. I don't move in that kind of way because it's just not my energy, bro. So I understand that a lot of times I know what it feels like to be seen or to want to be seen and heard. I met a friend of mine now, but at the time when I first met him, his name is Robert Glasper, right? And I remember I went to the shows in DC for some work and I had a chance to go meet him. And for those 5 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it was, he made me feel seen and heard, bro. And he didn't have to do that. Long story short, we come to find out he's a fan of my work. I started playing, you know, there's certain songs that I play because of him, you know, on keys and that sort of thing, because he inspired him. So, you know, the point is that he just made me feel seen and heard, and he gave me my moment. So I always remember that when people want to talk to me about whatever, I just try to allow them to be seen and heard because I know what that feels like. But that's how you know where people are in life. You can always tell what people have been exposed to from how they deal with you. And so when I see, you know, some of my friends, well, I've seen other actors not speak to people. They haven't been on the other side. They don't know what it's like to see somebody you enjoy and you just want to connect.
When people get to the top, they kind of like lose like the touch with reality, with like, you know, the before experience. They feel like they're just too big to kind of like get close to people.
Right. But see, if you start digging into that, then we start getting into the insecurities and all that.
True.
That's on the inside of people's balls. And I'm like, yo, I try to keep my feet on the ground so that, not if, but in the event that I might stumble, it won't be that far from the ground because I'm already down there.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, man, Londonbury. Really nice to talk to you. And then I know you're gonna wrap to your place soon. Just one thing about the, you know, the whitey talk. Like, you just wake up one day, just like you call it whitey, or just because you, for you, whitey is more like to look clean and everything. I think that's what I was thinking. Well, I don't know.
It just came because I'm always in a white t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to do anything that wasn't me. Like a lot of my friends do sketches. I'm not into the sketches. And no disrespect, but a lot of them are doing sketches because they want to be actors.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That doesn't quite. Then this is with no disrespect, but that almost would be a backwards move for me to be doing sketches. And so what is. So when I do. Thank you, man. When I do that kind of a thing, I don't have to go out of my way to think about things to talk about. I've got a plethora of things to address. It's life stuff anyway. People ask me questions, so I'm able to go right to what I know, which is to communicate in a way that allows people to feel, in a way that allows people to, you know, the PC, man, I appreciate you. Sure. No, I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Where's your snacks at?
I'm about to get some snacks.
That's the love, man. That's what we're talking about.
And I appreciate you. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. But and it's those kind of moments like that where I just try to be very present, bro, because people got to, I know what that feels like to want to feel and be heard and seen, because people ain't got to talk to me, bro. So all of these things are, all of these things help to add to this, to this journey and this whole sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's good because you're still in touch, and that's the reason why people are gonna love you, and then that's the reason why people actually support you. As I said to you, I have one of my boys even in the UK here, people like, oh my god, when I tell them like I'm gonna have London, he's like, oh my god, man, this is crazy. They just like, they like you as a person and your work. I just want to make sure, like, to tell you, like, to, you know, to make sure, like, you know, the love is not just from the US, it's from everywhere. You know, like, even when I go to work, I go everywhere, I always ask people, like, do you guys watch, you know, like, Raising Canaan? When people are like, I'm like, you should watch Raising Canaan, you know? And when they watch it, the first person that they kind of vibe with is actually you, because you're just so present and everything. I just want to make sure, like, you know that. And it just keeps doing what you're doing, and keep just spreading the love, and keep being real, like, because you are one of the real person I see out there. Things that you see in the whitey is not always easy for people to digest, because especially if you're insecure, it's not going to be easy for you to digest those things. I believe you have some backlash as well, right, from people?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, but people, if they really hear where I'm coming from, it'll make sense. Like, again, they peel stuff back. That's why I always tell people, I said, do your own research. You don't have to believe me. It's not about, I wouldn't be that silly to just be spewing my opinions around. I'm like, go do the research, double back. That's how comfortable I am with this stuff. I wouldn't even waste people's time just saying anything. I tell people, I encourage people, question whatever it is I say, because I want you to question other people. I know what I'm saying is solid, but other people might not be solid. So I'm like, yo, get sure. I question me, but let me break this stuff down to you. Do your research and double back. It's gonna be solid.
Sure, man. Anyway, man, I know you're outside now. I don't want to take your time too much. I really appreciate having you today, for real, man. Like, you know, it's our love. We try so much to actually connect, but you're busy. Busy. It's not always easy because of the time zone. Every time I text, I'm like, do this guy really understand about the time in the UK?
Yeah, I know. It's always crazy, but I'm glad we worked it out.
Yo,
take a look. Stuff. And if you want to do this all over again, same question.
Yeah, definitely. We're gonna do some like a clean one. I just want to choose a topic and talk about, because the whole focus, I really like your mindset when it comes to being focused on your goal and everything, because you're a good example. We can actually see that. This is something I really want to talk about with you, because I can actually see it. But I really appreciate, man. Thanks for your time. I feel special the fact you actually took time to record in the car and everything. Anything you want to say to people that anything you want to say to people that actually appreciate, love you in the UK? Anything you want to say to them?
No, man, I just want to say, man, thank y'all for rocking with me since at least 2012, I think it was. I got a lot of love for the UK. I got to get back. I love it there. And thank you. I didn't, you know, it's always just really humbling that people from that far keeping up, man. So I appreciate the love, man, for real.
Thank you, man. You take care and then take off yourself, man. Make sure you eat and get some drink, some water, sorry.
yes, water. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you, man. Tap in.
Peace and love, man. Thank you,
brother. Talk to you later. We'll be right back.